Thank you very much, Chairperson. And we, as co-rapporteur, but I think I can speak for the whole advisory committee, we are very grateful for this input, and this will definitely help us in developing a good report. There were three takeaways from the several interventions I just wanted to highlight. And of course, the first one is very evident. I mean, the crucial role of tech industry and civil society in good practices. There were mentions of fact-checking, transparency and moderation, and other good practices to address disinformation in that regard. And I think like transparency and digital literacy probably be the key elements that we will take on in our report as well. And any good practices in that regard are most welcome to be shared with us. A second one, and I think that's a crucial one everyone highlighted, is the duality of fighting disinformation and human rights, in the sense that disinformation obviously is a threat to human rights, rule of law, democracy, and also peace. It was mentioned as well, the role of disinformation in conflict and the lead up to conflict. But at the same time, that solutions for disinformation can also undermine those same rights and values. And how to balance those, how to recognize the deliberate abuse of measures and policies, so to speak, to fight disinformation, but actually rather to silence critics. And it's not just governments. I'm also thinking of strategic lawsuits against public participation to silence journalists, and where we can sometimes see that very well-intended legislation is being abused actually on behalf of so-called disinformation to silence critical journalists or civil society. And in that regard, I think there's an important element to take away from discussions in New York on the UN Cybercrime Convention, where there was a provision included in the Convention on Human Rights, and that fighting cybercrime, and so including disinformation, cannot be abused to undermine cybercrime. In that respect, and if also states take the floor, but later states will might share with us good examples actually of legislations or norms or policies where they actually try to balance this and how they see that balance, which would be very welcome. And then finally, I'm looking to Mr. Daher's intervention and as well Professor Rasmussen, on which is a very important element. Why does this information is everywhere, but why does it take root? Why is it effective? Why does it impact? And that probably is because it does not happen in a vacuum, and there is a societal context. And by strengthening certain institutions protecting certain authorities, also political reservation when they talk about certain institutions, media pluralism, etc. I think all those elements are very crucial. So the continuum between the digital and the physical world will definitely be taken on board in that respect. So thank you very much again. And we are hoping for the input of everyone here, not just today, but also for the next sessions. Thank you.